At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everyone. This is Valeria Rusnak, the host of the Rejected Pre-Med podcast. And this is a new format for an episode. So what I say is surprising to me, as it is to you, because I'm doing a complete improvisation of everything. I decided to do this episode because I'm going through a rough time in my life. Don't think the worst thing. No one died. Nothing like that has happened, but there are some hardships that are going on. And, you know, I usually always when I feel pain or going through stuff, I put it into a script and then record it later in an episode. This time I decided to go very raw, go without script, improvise, and see what comes out of it. I honestly don't know if I'm going to release this into an official episode, but we'll see what happens. Yeah, so I'm going through some stuff. It's been a very heavy several weeks for me. Lots of emotions, lots of stuff coming up. But I feel like it's important to get it out there. My instincts, my intuition is telling me to do this, to try this out, see what happens. What I was going to share today is basically reiterate in a way what I've been saying in my social media posts and my other episodes, but this is just a different format. And I'm going through tough stuff right now in this moment. And it's a way for me to express my emotions. This is my way of self-expression with y'all. And this is a way for me to spread a message that it's okay to be open with all the emotions you're experiencing and the anger or the sadness that comes along with whatever you're experiencing. It's all okay. And yeah, as hard as it is to tell yourself that in the moment, it's true. If we all experience emotions like anger and sadness and frustration to a different extent, of course, but we should not deny those aspects of ourselves and we should not judge ourselves for feeling that. You feel the way you feel and that's valid. You should not disregard that and you should not feel shame for it either. Just as good experiences make up our lives, bad experiences make up our lives too. We're not very quick to share those with the people. We're not very quick to post on social media the bad stuff that happens to us or stuff that may be perceived as bad, like a rejection, like a job loss or a relationship loss. Those are tough things that we go through, but you know, as hard as it is to accept, and I'm still working on that, especially right now, realizing and reassuring myself that just as good experiences make up our lives, bad experiences make up our lives as well. And they make us who we are. They frame us into the people we are meant to be. Behind every successful relationship or behind every successful career story, there is a rejection story or some failed relationships that come with that too. And it's very important to acknowledge that because none of us are saints with all perfect experiences and all perfect emotions, whatever you think of perfect emotions to be. And it's a big part of being resilient and overcoming rejection. And I really believe that overcoming rejection and being resilient, big part of that is when crap is just happening to you. It sucks. It feels very heavy. Don't suppress it. Don't completely disregard it. Don't pretend like it's not happening. It's there and it happened. And eventually you'll be able to process those emotions and think about what your next steps are going to be to take to help you manage whatever's happening. So bad experiences make up our lives just as a good experiences. And same with our what we perceive to be bad qualities in ourselves, what we perceive to be flaws. None of us are saints. None of us are perfectly good. We all have stuff we need to work on. We all do. And in the middle of that, just have self-compassion and be kind and gentle to yourself. And I've had to really, really repeat and reiterate that to myself, as hard as it is, as much as my core almost refuses to believe that because it's going through so much pain, I have to tell myself that it's going to be okay. Be kind and gentle to yourself. Don't feel like you're obligated to feel a certain thing or do a certain thing or, be productive. It's good to have goals, but also keep in mind that you need to give yourself time to grieve, time to just be, just exist, and acknowledge whatever is happening to you is actually happening, and take actions from there and lean into your support systems and your relationships. One of the things I'm going through is I have some conflicts with certain people in my life. It's really hard to have compassion for myself throughout that because as much as I try to be like, a good person and I realize I have some flaws as well, it's really hard not to feel ashamed and judged, but you just gotta trust yourself, trust your intuition, and set your boundaries. No matter how difficult it may sometimes be, you gotta choose yourself. And at the same time, I find that the more compassion I give for myself as I go through setbacks, the more resilient I become, the more I feel like I can handle whatever situation is going on, whether it's a rejection in relationships, rejection in jobs, and rejection in other aspects, social rejection, whatever it is. The more you feel like you have your own back, the more you are to overcome and handle whatever comes at you. And as much as it is important to have compassion for yourself, and the more compassion you have for yourself, the more likely you are to have compassion and be understanding of what others are going through as well, and have forgiveness for yourself, first of all, and forgiveness for what others are going through. Because sometimes to let go, to overcome rejection, to become resilient means to forgive. Forgive yourself, forgive others who may have rejected you. Others who have not treated you the way you feel you deserve to be treated. So find that forgiveness in yourself and forgive others, not for them, not for them. Forgive others so you can feel better about it and you can move on. So you don't hold that grudge because it will hold you back. Again, it's mostly do it for yourself. Forgive others for yourself. And when you show forgiveness and compassion for yourself and for others, you're more likely to find people in your circle that also are compassionate or forgiving and are more likely to accept you for who you are. And having those people in your life is a big part of having resilience, is a big part of overcoming future setbacks, because those are the people you want to have in your life. The ones who see you for who you are, the ones who accept your good, your bad, who are with you for your good days and your bad days. And those people are compassionate. Truly compassionate, and those people are forgiving. And you attract that, and you help build that circle of people around you when you are yourself like that. So it's a win-win, really. And it helps contribute to your social health. So you build relationships that way, and that later on contributes to your resilience and your ability to overcome future difficulties and your ability to just have a very good mental health and live overall happy and peaceful life surrounded by people who you trust and they trust you in return, because it's a give and take. Give and take that forgiveness, give and take that compassion between you guys. So that's important for resilience, and that's important for overcoming rejection. And I want to reiterate that again, that none of us are saints. We all have bad, well, something we perceive to be bad qualities, or others may perceive to be bad qualities. We all have flaws, and we all have our good side, and we all have our good days and bad days. Don't disregard those experiences. Don't disregard those emotions which you're sometimes too uncomfortable to deal with, like sadness or anger or frustration. They may lead you to answers that you've been looking for, but you were maybe too scared to admit to yourself. Your emotions, most of the time, they're just as valuable. That's a fact. They're just as valuable as your logic, as your critical thinking, as your ability to plan for the future, because they guide you. Like anger may guide you to advocate for yourself. I've been feeling a lot of anger lately, a lot of frustration lately, and my emotions have led me to do this episode. Again, I don't know what's going to come out of it. I don't even know if I'm going to publish it, but at least I know. Even by talking about this, I'm helping myself express everything that I'm feeling And it's been a lot, and it's been a lot. It would be silly for me to deny that, but it makes me who I am. My anger makes me who I am. I can be angry sometimes. And as much as I try to manage that and figure out what I should make of that anger, what it's trying to tell me, I don't want to deny it or feel bad about it. Of course, I'll try not to lash out at others. I'll take accountability for anything that may result from my anger. And I'm not telling you to go lash out at others and be angry at everyone around you. But anger in itself is trying to tell you something. It's a valuable emotion. And when we are more in tune with our emotions, that helps us become more resilient and stronger and helps us build better relationships with people because we're more clear with ourselves about what we're experiencing. And in return, we're more clear with others about what we are experiencing. And that helps set a more clear connection there. And because others are more likely to understand what you're going through and be there for you in a more productive way. So don't deny your bad experiences, your good experiences. Bad experiences are just as valuable as your good experiences. I've cried yesterday a lot. I've cried the day before that, and I might cry today. And you might be feeling uncomfortable right now as I'm saying this. But, you know, I truly see value in saying that because, like I said, I feel bad. I feel bad. I go through things. I put it in my script and I talk about it later, like several weeks later in my podcast episodes when I've processed it. But there is value in you hearing me talk about this as I'm going through it presently, as I'm going through it right now. And we all go through this. I'm just very open about it and being very vulnerable about it. And I'm experimenting what it's like and experimenting with what would happen if I make this into an actual podcast episode. So I'm just being very open about it, but we're all in this together. We all go through stuff, and it's okay that you are going through stuff. It doesn't necessarily mean something's wrong with you. No, it actually just means you're human, and it's okay if you're experiencing a myriad of emotions, myriad of experiences. Just because you're going through the bad stuff doesn't rule out all the good stuff that has happened to you. It doesn't rule out all your good qualities, all your accomplishments. It doesn't rule out that at all. Bad stuff happens and it's just there. It's neutral. Don't tie your worth to that. And I always say in my talks and my podcast episodes, in the world, when you're facing rejection, no matter what you do, no matter how successful you are, or appear to be, you always get some yeses and you always can get a lot of no's. And you should not take it personally because a lot of the stuff is also not dependent on you. You can't control everything. As much as it is tempting to say, oh, I got rejected, I should have worked harder, or it's my fault, I'm not worthy, I should just give up and quit right now and not try anything anymore. No, sometimes it's just there's so many factors at play here. And I truly believe that there are certain things that happen to us, bad things, and as much as they suck in the moment, they lead us to where we are today. And that may be a better version of ourselves. Those bad things maybe give us a lesson that will save us in the future. Try to make use of the bad experience to, as much as you can, to get something out of it. Because out of every rejection, out of every experience, there is an opportunity. For example, I feel like when I'm going through, sucks. And I feel I lost a bit of belief in myself. I lost some hope that I used to have. I mean, I still have it, but that's how what I was feeling like, at least yesterday, like the day before I made this recording. But here I am, and maybe I can make a podcast episode out of this. Not that I'm trying to like create content at the expense of like being vulnerable and revealing my emotions, but I hope that if I do publish this, it does provide value to people. Seeing an average person like me who's sharing what they're going through, who's sharing that they are going through tough times, and maybe that might help you feel better because you're not alone. Maybe I don't know you personally, but I can feel a bit closer to you, whoever you are. So, you know, I think I'm going to end here. You take care, and we're all in this together. Life can suck sometimes. It does. For me, it kind of sucks right now, or at least it feels like it. There's many things I have to be grateful for. And that's one of the things I'm also using when I feel down, as I do remind myself of the things I have and the things I'm grateful for. So we're all in this together, and we're going to be okay. And we all go through difficult things. I wish you all the best. Stay strong, stay resilient, and be yourself and let those emotions through, no matter what they are. This was Valeri Rusnak, the host of the Rejected Premed podcast, and I thank you for listening. Take care, guys.